Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. Astronomer Christopher Phillips joining us again. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do we have in store this week?
Hey, Dave, good to be here. So this week, stargazers, Saturn can be found in the west after sunset till it sets around 8 p.m. The moon this week is passing through its last quarter phase and perfect conditions for stargazing.
You have an anniversary of sorts?
Yes. We celebrate a cosmic milestone in the mission of the Newton X-ray Space Telescope as it passes its 20th year in operation. Now, we don't often hear much about the Newton Telescope, and that's probably because of the highly specialized nature of its mission, to explore the universe as it appears in the X-ray part of the spectrum. Being able to view the universe in X-rays means we can effectively see the invisible and discover wonders in the universe that would otherwise remain hidden from us.
Sounds like a science fiction movie or something.
It is. And wait until you get a load of the discoveries. Newton has revealed a cosmic treasure trove, including galaxy clusters, stellar outbursts, supernovae, and most importantly, black holes. And it's in the area of black hole study that Newton has outshone every other space telescope.
Who runs this thing anyway?
Newton is actually run by the European Space Agency.
Ah, look at you guys over there, huh? And so tell us a little bit more about the X-ray astronomy technology, which is something that can only be done from space, right?
Indeed. It is possible to conduct some very limited X-ray observations from the Earth, but to do X-ray astronomy properly, one must go into space, above the atmosphere that prevents us from seeing the X-ray universe from the ground. If you're able to see the universe as Newton can by, say, putting on a pair of X-ray specs, the sky would appear to be ablaze with bright X-ray sources in every direction.
Hey, we should market something like that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Turn everybody onto the universe, too.
You could tune into the cosmos.
And is Newton set to continue this exciting and provocative mission?
It certainly is. 20 years in space has not slowed this intrepid explorer down one bit, and Newton will continue to explore the universe for years to come.
Perhaps we'll even hear about it on a future Stargazer here with Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer in the meantime at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.